May 14th, 2018. The Paducah from Paducah. I'm a big fan of Paducah, Kentucky. When I describe it to people, I sound like I work for the Chamber of Commerce. Joe has started referring to me as the Paducah from Paducah. I don't mind. I've got a lot to say about it. First, let's address the elephant in the room. Why Paducah? Well, short answer, Dan and I came here a couple of years ago to help a hospital with an epic install, and it was a fascinating and appealing place. Well, maybe not around exit 3 on I-24, which is where you stay if you're a business person traveling from St. Louis to Nashville. Paducah is halfway there. No matter where you call home, exit 3 is full of familiar names. Best Buy, Home Depot, Sam's Club, Lowe's, Kohl's, Panera, IHOP, Olive Garden, Chick-fil-A, Chuck E. Cheese, and so forth. Lots of hotels are clustered around Exit 3 and the vast acreage of retail surrounding it. So, if that was all you saw of Paducah, you'd probably not be back until you needed something else at Walmart, which I did, and I found readily last night, so that's a good thing. But then there's the 20 blocks of the historic downtown and the lower town arts district, and that's another story. So let me start by saying that if you're an artist looking for a location to relocate to, have I got a place for you. There are three historic districts with a variety of buildings of all different sorts in varying degrees of preservation. There is a nationally recognized artist relocation program, and lots of cool buildings that sell for silly, well, if you're from Boston, silly money, and a $44 million performing arts center. It's a UNESCO creative city. There are only three in the U.S., and it's the world's seventh city of crafts and folk art. It has got the National Quilt Museum, which may elicit a big ho-hum from you, but trust me, these ain't your grandma's quilts. Now, I'm no quilter, but my mind was blown several times. Tracy, a friend from Mount Auburn who is a quilter, had mentioned it, but I wasn't able to get there when Dan and I were in town. They prohibit photos, so I'll play fair and not post the ones that I surreptitiously took. My bad, but there were some jaw-droppers. So, located in western Kentucky, Paducah was founded in 1827 by William Clark. Yes, the Lewis and Clark guy. And he founded it there because of its strategic position at the confluence of the Tennessee and the Ohio rivers. It was a thriving port for a long time, and it was the site of the largest railroad locomotive workshop in the country. It also had a uranium enrichment plant, which may not excite you as much, but in any case, all of these have disappeared as the national economy changed over the last 50 to 70 years. There was a record-breaking historic flood in 1937, and that led to the replacement of the earthen levees with a flood wall, which is kind of cool because it's now painted with murals. Current population is around 25,000. I stayed at the Dixie Rose Victorian apartment, which Patty has been running as an Airbnb since last August. It's a complete apartment. It's airy, it's quiet, quaint, and it's definitely unique. The house is a 125-year-old Queen Anne Victorian with a vintage patina. It's close to restaurants, craft breweries, and coffee shops, and I'd highly recommend it if you come to town. Patty's husband, Philip Phillips, has been doing leather work for 40 years, and the main floor houses his workshop and his studio, and there's all kinds of neat things there. I bought a new and unusual guitar strap. The only downside to my stay was when I went to Paducah Beer Works, intending to play some music. I had my approach worked out. Do you have live music here? Oh, do you have any tonight? No. Do you want some? But they were closed. So I went to Doe's. They were closed. PJ's, closed. The Freight House, yep. In fact, every place in Lower Town was closed. Apparently, nobody eats on Sunday night. Well, actually, it turns out, It's Sunday in the South, and I should have known. So I went to a locally owned Caribbean place in the Exit 3 area. That's when I went to Walmart's. And it was mobbed. Every seat was taken. There was a waiting list. And then, as they say, light dawns on Marblehead. It was Mother's Day. Anyway, I ate at the bar, which is fine by me. I had a tasty jambalaya. Gumbo for the palooka from Paducah.